Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us, okay? All right. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? And welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. It's your girl, Drea, and we're doing some different things here. First and foremost, welcome to season 4. Yes, there's a new season upon us, and we're doing some new things here. So I am actually on TikTok Live right now, and I am recording this podcast episode on camera. So make sure you head on over to my YouTube page at Drea K TV. Today, we're not going to get into a good news segment because this episode is literally the good news. This has been boiling up in my spirit for a while. I'm not gonna play with y'all today. I'm not gonna take too long to get this word out. I mean, I know it's season 4. Hello. But okay. It's definitely, I have to articulate what I'm about to say. Holy Spirit, speak through me, please. But it is definitely a new season, okay? It's about to be a new series of episodes. Because what has happened is the goal that we had set in season 1, when we first initially put this podcast together, when it was a God idea, when it was something that, you know, I did take seriously, but I didn't know the results of it. I didn't see the fruit of it. I didn't know what the fruit of it would become until season 4. My God, that's speaking to somebody already. What you started, what God allowed you to start in the first season didn't actually manifest until this season. And if you can probably tell by today's title, A Sweet Release, I've come to encourage you all to know that the goal we set out in season 1 was to pursue, to live in pursuit of everything that God has for us, right? I'm trying to contain myself. I got this little hoop. Like, I got this little, like this preaching hoop with me now. So I don't really know how to, like, contain it sometimes. So if I get the, I'm sorry. It's just the joy of the Lord upon me. Okay. It's just the Spirit. Okay. It's just the Holy Spirit down on the inside of me. But anyway, I'm super excited. I can't even get these words out. But we didn't know in season 1. We didn't know exactly what that thing was that we were pursuing, that we were going after. We knew that God had some things that we want, that he wanted us to do in us, through us, to us, around us, for us. But we didn't actually know what that thing was. But as the seasons, progressed, season 4, we have come to a point where we know what it is. After all of the pruning, after all of the changes that had to be made, after all of the sacrifices, my God, he was speaking to me right now. Look, I don't have anything scripted. I don't have anything written down. I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit flow, okay? And like I said, I'm on TikTok, so shout out to everybody on TikTok. If you're not following me on TikTok, please go follow me. I'm literally on TikTok for hours at a time, trying to give the word of the Lord. So if you're not following me on TikTok, go to Drea K and follow me on TikTok. What's up, y'all? also go follow or subscribe to the YouTube channel, Drea K TV. Anyway, so the Lord has been deep in my spirit. he has been very loud these last couple of weeks, like very, very loud. And if you've been tuned in to my YouTube and to my Instagram and into all of my social medias, you would know that God has been giving very direct instructions, a lot of words, okay? A lot of words have been spoken to prepare us and prep us for this season. And I'm so glad that he placed it on my heart to change this podcast into seasons, because every time I get on here, every new season that I do and I get on here, something different happens. There's a change that needed to be made in order to get to a revelation of what God is doing in not only my life, but in you all's lives as well, anyone who's connected to my ministry. So when I say a sweet release, God is literally releasing us, his chosen ones, kingdom entrepreneurs, kingdom creators, kingdom business owners, kingdom singers, actresses, actors, entertainers, journalists, news anchors. Like, I can't tell you. I'm trying to contain myself. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry if I'm doing the most right now, but it is what it is. The Lord has literally released us to pursue that thing that he confirmed. So whatever was holding you back, whatever previous seasons that were hard for you, whatever obstacles you had to face, whatever confusion you had to endure, whatever disobedience, whatever consequences of your disobedience that you had to endure and go through, my God, the Lord has literally set a sweet release to pursue the thing that he has confirmed in your life. So remember in last season, we talked about how God had to realign our desires for his desires, right? So now that your desires are back in alignment with God, he's saying pursue that thing. That book, yeah, pursue that thing. That YouTube channel, pursue that thing. That podcast show, pursue that thing. That conference, that seminar, that business, that whatever project, my God, whatever project that God has placed on your heart, whatever dream that you buried because of disappointment, because of discouragement, whatever gift that he's giving you to operate in, my God, God has speaking to me a lot about knowing your gifts. How can your gifts make room for you if you don't know what your gift is? If you don't know what your multiple gifts are, I'm not about to play with y'all today. I'm not going to do it. So as this time has come, since season one, we've been developing gifts. Since season one, we have been enduring some trials and tribulations. Since season one, we have set out on this adventure where we didn't know where we were going. We just had the faith and the obedience to pursue it. In the midst of the confusion and not really knowing where that destination point is, not really know what that thing is that God wanted us to do, not really knowing what the outcome was going to be while in pursuit, we were developed in the dark. We were developed in the process. So those anger issues that you had, gone. That lack of discipline that you had, gone. That, I'm telling y'all, this little hoop inside of me, I don't know where it came from, but it's a hoop that I cannot contain. I cannot control. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All right. But that thing that tried to kill you, that thing that tried to stop you, the thing that tried to kill your confidence, Holy Spirit, speak. The thing or the things, because some of us have went through a multitude of things to get to this point. But the thing that tried to, the evil thing that tried to keep you from pursuing whatever it was, God says you have triumphed. you have triumphed over that thing. Like, that thing no longer has control over you. That thing no longer has a hold on you. That relationship, God said, since season one, we've been trying to kill. Since season one, we have been trying to kill everything in you that is not of God. Every single thing, your pride, your lust, your iniquities, everything. God keeps saying everything. Everything he needed to kill in order to bring this new thing to life. In order to give you clarity. In order to open up your eyes and open up your heart to receive. In order for you to know what your gifts are. In order for you to operate and cultivate your gifts. Some of y'all now speak in tongues. Let's just go back to season one. What have you been, what has been developed in you now that wasn't developed in season one? When you first started listening to this podcast, when you first started getting connected to God, when you first left that relationship, what has God deposited on the inside of you that wasn't there before? Whatever he deposited is the thing that he's calling you to go after. This is the sweet release. I've graced you for this. I've combed you. I've groomed you. Ooh, I'm sorry. It's the hoop. I've groomed you for this. I've made you patient. I've made you more disciplined. I've made you more submitted to me. God says, ooh, who is this for? Because I know it's for me. God says, you can hear me now. You can discern me now. He said, now you have values. Now he has deposited strength on the inside of you. Now he's deposited endurance on the inside of you. What does the scripture say? James, what does the scripture say? For your endurance will test your patience until it is perfect. I'm sorry, I'm paraphrasing. I don't have the scripture in front of me right now. But doesn't it say something along the lines of the testing produces endurance so that it can become perfect? I don't know. Somebody find it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But the patience that you had developed has now come to a point of discerning and surrendering the time that we're in. Yeah, like, have you not been feeling like, oh, God is speaking to me very clearly now, and now he's telling me to do the thing that he has always called me to do. Some of y'all have music projects on the inside of y'all that y'all were too scared or too discouraged to pursue. God says, now's the time. Some of you all have been in the process of writing books, but somewhere along the line, somewhere along the discouragement, somewhere along season one to this season, you've kind of put it down because it hasn't happened yet. But God say, oh no, now it's a sweet release. He say, now you have permission. Now your heart is right. Now your mind is right. Ooh! Now you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Now you are filled with the Word of God. Now you're not anxious for anything. Now you're no longer an angry person. Now you're no longer battling the lustful desires that you were battling. Now you're no longer distracted. Now you're no longer operating in unbelief. He say, now you're believing in that thing. Okay, Holy Spirit. Okay. I hear you. He say, because you're starting to believe it now is because he started showing you he has been in the process, even now, he has been in the process of showing you what it is that he wants you to do. And you've been seeing it and you've been like, oh, hold up now, God. Hold up now, Holy Spirit. I know this ain't the vision that you're bringing back to me that you showed me 2-3 years ago. I know this ain't the desire that you placed on the inside of my heart when I was a child. No, it ain't. This same thing that I thought you didn't want to do, but now you're showing me that you want me to do it? Like I said, I'm not about to play with y'all. I'm not playing with y'all this season. That's why y'all need to know your gifts. Do you know, my God, do you know that the last 2 years, and even y'all can attest, the people that have been down for this podcast, the people who has been here since season one, you can attest that I had never been able to fully release something that was sustainable. It's always been like little projects or little group gatherings or little challenges or little this, little that, you know, all of those things. But have you know, the last 2 years, God has been developing a business on the inside of me. My God. A business that helps you. The people that listen and tune in to the words that are being spoken by the Holy Spirit himself through me. You all, the people that are connected to this ministry, the people that are connected to this podcast, the people that are connected to my social media, all of you on TikTok, all of you on Instagram, all of you on YouTube, everyone that has tuned into a prophetic word or a episode or whatever, you are connected to my mantle, my God, my mantle. This season is very pivotal for not only me, but for you. But if you don't know your gift, how are you supposed to operate in it? If you didn't take the necessary time to allow God to cultivate the gift, how do you know what you're going to pursue? How do you know what he wants you to go after? Oh, by golly, I got it. Jesus, thank you. Holy God, thank you for developing a business on the inside of me, giving me strategy. My God, when I didn't know, God, why are we doing this? Why am I staying up till 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, not sleeping, working on this thing? What is this thing even for? Why do you have me taking a break from the podcast? Why do you have me focused on this thing so much to the point where I can't focus on nothing else? Oh, because this is the thing that I want you to release in 2022. To not only bring prosperity to you, but to help others get in alignment with the blessing and the prosperity that I want to give to them. Don't you know your gifts will make room for you? Hello? Have you not heard in season three when I uploaded the episode, Enter Into the Room, the TikTok live that I did in September? If you haven't watched that, go watch it. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it on the podcast, season three. It's called Entering Into the Room. God started showing me what is in this room. But in the midst of that, he started sharpening my gifts so that I can enter into the room. God say, let me cultivate these gifts so that when you get in the room, you'll be able to receive everything that I have for you. You'll be able, I'm not finna play with y'all today. I'm not. I need to calm down. But the Holy Spirit is upon me. And I can't get him off. Okay? He stirred me this morning. Stirred me this morning. But how are you going to enter into the room and everything that I want you to possess if you don't know your gift? Like, my God, I can't. So this business, Cultivated Strategies, this business, my God, he gave me the idea two years ago. And I was in the middle of developing this thing. And I was okay. There you go, Holy Spirit. God, there you go, Holy Spirit. When I first had this idea, somebody that was around me discouraged me from pursuing that thing. Somebody around me discouraged me from believing in it. Oh, that's not something that you need to be doing right now. Okay. And do you know that my focus had shifted? Do you know that instead of believing that, oh, I can be an entrepreneur for real, like, I don't just have to be, you know, doing like little this and little that. Like, I can be an entrepreneur for real. I can pursue this thing that God has given me. I can really do it. I can really make money. I can really make a living for myself. I can really help people in the midst of it. I can really operate in my gift. They tried to kill my belief system, but God, all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Come on, Romans 8:28. Come on. But because he had already deposited, he already put the idea in my mind. It was nothing but a God idea. Because he placed it on the inside of me, he had to cultivate that thing no matter what, no matter how I felt, no matter what I was doing at the time, no matter what was preoccupying me, whatever else I was focused on, whatever else I was distracted with, he still cultivated that thing. And I'm like, man, what is this for? I had done forgot about the idea. I had just tucked it away, placed it in my folders on my computer, and literally went on about my business, started doing something else. But do you know, it wasn't until January 1st, 2022, where the Lord started showing me and telling me, hey, Andrea, I got your attention right now. So guess what? The thing that I told you, that the thing that I was cultivating in you, the thing that I had you up in the morning doing, the thing that required your obedience, the thing that required your consistency, the thing that required your discipline, that's what I want you to pursue. That's the thing. That's it. It's not just an idea anymore. You have the strategy. It's not just a thought anymore. You have the time, the window. My God, this is the window of opportunity to do it. Now go forth on this sweet release. Now go forth, pursue that thing. You said and you made a declaration in season one that this is the Living in Pursuit podcast and we are going after everything that the Lord has for us. Do you know in season four, this is the year to go after the things? You made a declaration, though. You made a declaration in 2020 before the pandemic hit. But you still got up and spoke on this podcast. Even when you didn't know your gifts at the time. My God, even when God was literally sharpening me and disciplining me and putting this thing on my heart to get up and speak, open my mouth. Put out an episode. This ain't just for you, but I'm showing you that this consistency and this drive and this passion is connected to your purpose, baby girl. So no matter how you feel, get up and do the thing that I'm calling you to do. Okay, God. Cool. Okay, God. I'm here. I'm gonna do it. And now look where we are. Season four. Pursuing everything that God. I'm not finna play with y'all. That's another episode for another time. But on this episode, we are going to talk about, or we're talking about, let me say not going to. We're talking about the importance of knowing your gift. This business that, let me calm down. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm too hype. This business that God has cultivated on the inside of me, that has literally given me the strategy for. All I have to do now is just sit down in front of my computer and he starts flowing. He starts reminding me of literally everything that he has placed on the inside of me. Go to this document. I showed you how to do that already. Go to this, go in your Google Drive, go in your Dropbox. It's in there. The thing that you're looking for is already, okay. The thing that you're looking for is already there. God said the provision is there. The resources are there. All you got to do is just pursue it. All you got to do is just go after it. All you got to do is just allow the Holy Spirit to remind you of what it is, how to do it. Further instructions are there. Just tap into it. Tap into your gift. This business allows entrepreneurs to identify and develop their God-given gifts so that they can pursue their assignment. Andrea, how do we do that? Through marketing strategies. How to get it out there. How to implement the strategy. How to execute the strategy. How to put things together. Where do I start? Where do I go? How do I do this? God has literally been sharpening me for the past, 10 years of my life in corporate America? Giving me insight, giving me knowledge, giving me wisdom on how to do the things that I always wanted to do. But I didn't know that that's what he wanted me to do until I got in his presence. Until I submitted myself. Until I allowed the Holy Spirit to take over my desires, to take over my will. Lord, not my will, but yours be done. If this ain't the job, remove it. If this ain't the relationship, remove it. If this ain't the idea you want me to pursue at the time, remove it. What you want me to do? Work on this business. Work on that. So the thing that God is releasing is the thing that you pray for. It's the thing that you put aside. It's the thing that wouldn't leave you alone. Why am I at this job and I feel so unfulfilled? Why am I in this relationship and I feel so unfulfilled? Why am I in this city? Why am I in this time? Like, I feel as though I'm bigger than this. I feel as though God has something more for me. Why? God says he's about to reveal the why, if he hasn't already. He is about to reveal the why. This is why you had to do this. This is why you had to move. This is why all of the ventures, all of the things that you tried to pursue in the past, that's why it didn't work, because it wasn't time. But in the midst of it, he developed you. In the midst of it, you got some wisdom and some insight. In the midst of it, you had to let some things go. In the midst of it, you became a better person. In the midst of it, you developed some faith. In the midst of it, you developed a backbone. Ooh, I feel as though some people were in a toxic relationship, and that relationship stole your confidence. It stole your will to pursue. It stole your desire to pursue. It stole your heart. It stole your identity. It literally stole everything from you. But God has a list. I was talking about this on my TikTok live the other morning. God has a list, literally a list of things that he is marking and checking off in 2022. Things that were stolen from you. Things that he wants to restore. Things that he wants to show you. Things that he wants you to begin to cultivate and operate in. Don't you know that your gifts aren't for you? They're for the world. They're for God. They're so God, your gifts are for people to see God through you. How dare you not operate in it? God says y'all need to operate in your gifts. You need to know what your gift is. And I promise you, this ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm just the person that he's assigned to help you do that. That's it. I'm the person that he has assigned. He has given me this assignment to help you do that. Because this is the year that you stop sitting on your talent. Stop sitting on your gifts. Stop sitting on that book. Stop sitting on them songs that you written. Stop sitting on that play. Stop sitting on your notes, all of the ideas, all of the things that you wanted to do that are buried and hidden inside of your notes. He say, it's time to get in my presence like never before. And it's time for God to literally show you the why. Why is this idea necessary for the kingdom? Why is this gift necessary for great works? Why is this gift? Why are you necessary? Why is your purpose necessary for the world, for this time frame that we're in? My God. God says it's your prime time. It's prime time. Do you know that prime time in the entertainment and television world is literally the peak hour? Somebody caught that in the spirit. It's the peak hour where the peak is, where the attention and the focus is the most high on this one particular thing. God says you are the prime time. It's your prime time season. Every person that overlooked you, every job that didn't promote you, every person that didn't see your gift, every person that didn't see the vision, every person that didn't see you for who you are, this is your prime time season. So you need to know your gifts. Begin to cultivate your gifts. Begin to operate in your gifts. Your gifts are going to make room for you. I keep saying that. Your gifts will make room for you. Your gifts will bring you before great men. Hello? There are things, there are blessings waiting for you. They're waiting on you to pursue. God is releasing you. Haven't you been waiting on this your whole life? Haven't you been waiting to know what your purpose is your whole life so you can stop living beneath, so you can be the head and not the tail, so that you can finally become the lender and not the borrower? It's time. I hope I activated you all. I hope that I ignited something on the inside of you. I pray that. I pray that God spoke something to your heart. So much so that you begin to seek him like never before. You begin to get disciplined like never before. You begin to, even after this live or after this YouTube video or after this podcast, you go back to the thing that you put down. And you begin to allow God to speak to you and talk to you about that thing again. With open ears and an open heart and an open mind, with the belief system that he created. Again, I'm not about to play with you all. So there are resources available. I am having a 2-day free webinar on knowing your gifts. If you want to sign up for that, please text the word webinar. Or masterclass, not webinar, sorry. I changed it this morning. Masterclass. Text masterclass to 225-327-1351. Text it. Text the word masterclass to 225-327-1351. I'm going to send you a link for you to sign up. It's going to be on my website. It's going to be available on my website later on this evening. Look, there are a lot of things that we're doing in the season. God is literally releasing me to do all kinds of things. And I'm like, Lord, what is happening? What are you doing? Slow down. God said, didn't we pray for this? Didn't we ask God for this a couple of weeks ago in season 3 when we said, God, give me the speed to catch up? Give me the speed to catch up with what you're doing. Don't let me fall any far behind, any further behind. Please keep me up. Keep me up to date every day. Don't let me slack. Don't let me lack. Keep me up to date each and every day. So text the word masterclass to 225 327-1351. I'm going to leave all of the information in the description bar on YouTube, as well as the show notes on the podcast. Look, I love you all. I'm out of here. I'm hungry. I need to eat some oatmeal. Matter of fact, I want some bacon. A wonder. I'm out of here. I love you all. Make sure you check out the website, cultivatedstrategiesinc.com. We got a new look. There's a lot of information on there. If this is your first time tuning in to me, subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube. Make sure you are following me on TikTok. We just hit 14,000 followers. Who am I? Do y'all know? Okay, funny story. Do y'all know I woke up this morning and I had a notification on my TikTok that says that I'm now eligible to receive brand deals? I'm finna speak in some tongues. Hold on. Do you understand? Before I moved into my apartment last year, the Lord started placing it on my heart to be connected to brands, to start doing content for them, to start operating in my gift, to start operating in one of my gifts. Do you know that in season 4, that is the thing that we are going after? That is one of the things that I am going after in this season. So, applause. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. I don't deserve you. But anyway, make sure you all check out the resources. Everything is going to be in the description and the show notes. I love you all. Take care. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you play it back, run it back if you need to. Share it with a friend. And look, let's pursue. Let's go after everything that God has for us this year, this season, season 4. I'm so excited for you, and I'm so excited for me. Hey! Let me stop playing. Anyway, I love y'all. Take care, and I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye!